not going back. Don't think
not that there's any room in this tub for actual sleeping berths.
Hey, some of us live on... Wait, something's on the radio. Shut up a minute.
Total chaos has erupted in the streets. There are widespread reports of people going mad, attacking and eating anyone they see.
Is this someone's idea of a joke?
Someone's playing another War of the Worlds pass.
I can see it now. There are thousands of them. The police are firing into the crowd, and it's having no effect. And now they've broken down the barriers. They're all running the barricades. Nobody's safe. Santa Madre Maria, they're holding us.
That's no hope.
Run, Jose.
Emil, shut that off.
But don't you think...
Shut it off. Patrick, cut those fishing lines. Everyone else, stow your crap right now.
Yeah.
Jack, you promised us the best fishing. I mean, are you going to just pull the plug because of some...
Bo, with all due respect as my client, shut the hell up and get below. And that goes for the rest of you, too. Emil, finish things. I'm taking us back to port.
But you can't...
Mark, take your hand off my sleeve.
It's just a joke. It has to be.
Then we'll find out and you won't lose anything. We're not even a mile offshore.
Mark... Please.
Listen to your wife, Mark, and let me do my job.
We're not paying for this. That's all I'm saying.
Captain's gonna be the death of us all.
You bring the binoculars?
Yeah, just where you said they'd be. Red was watching that school of
Give them here.
You're taking a radio broadcast awful serious, Captain. He's in a mood, Red.
Those aren't beach fire pits burning. You see?
Are those buildings on fire? They're so far away.
Not enough trees on these islands for a brush fire.
My God.
Let me see, Captain.
That's not a good idea.
Captain?
I'll be the judge of that. Please.
Captain?
You're not gonna like... Here.
Captain!
What the hell is it, Emil?
That.
When did an army boat sneak up behind us?
They came out of the setting sun off the point, hard to the port bow.
Oh, my sweet geez.
I told you.
I think I'm gonna be sick.
I repeat, stop your vessel immediately. There won't be another warning.
Jesus, they've got guns.
It's the military, Emil. They not only have guns, they enjoy using them. Powering down. Wave to the nice soldiers, please.
Don't shoot! We're stopping!
We're unarmed!
Red, you want to tell the others to get below?
But...
The coastline is ablaze. You saw the streets. It's madness.
People. No. Things. Like people, but not. Attacking. Eating. I just...
And now authorities from the Banana Republic I don't know have guns trained upon our ship, and I have a beautiful woman up here on the bridge wearing a two-piece bikini.
So?
So I doubt if trouble arises, they'll give a damn about your objections to sexism. Get down below and tell the others to.
What is your business in this port, Capitan?
We're returning after a day fishing, officer.
Then you are not leaving the city? Is anyone aboard sick or injured?
What? No. But can you please tell me what...
Capitan, as you see, I have bigger problems demanding my attention. So I will tell you only once. Take your vessel and passengers offshore to a distance of no less than 5 miles. Attempt to return and you will be shot. Your boat sunk. Understood?
I understood him, all right. We were small fish to the military. I had only begun to understand the scope of the problem even then. In hindsight, I would rather he had sunk us. It wasn't happening in just the Gulf. We heard it on the radio about London, New York, Tokyo, even Iraq. Everywhere, it seemed. Even the sea wasn't safe. Days passed into weeks.
What about our family?